After a playtest session, designers tend to ask their playtesters questions like, was it fun? Does it seem balanced? Did you feel engaged? Etc. Typically, we'll also ask, did you feel like your decisions mattered? But we may not probe deeply into how they arrived at those decisions. We should, because doing so gets at the underexplored topic of heuristics. Heuristics are related to strategy, but are not synonymous with it. They are the principles that a player uses to guide strategic and even tactical decisions. If incentives are what the game rewards, heuristics are the player's beliefs about effective techniques to capitalize on those rewards. Incentives are trail markers. Heuristics are maps. To use a familiar example from baseball, when you're the batting team and you have two outs and a 3-2 count, send the runners. Or in basketball, if you're trailing late in the game, foul the other team as soon as they bring the ball in bounds. In American football, if you're protecting a lead, run the ball to keep the clock advancing, and so on. These principles of good play will give the players who use them a competitive advantage in the game. Heuristics tend to be situational and tend to have three components: a game state to which the heuristic applies, an understanding about what the game's scoring system rewards, and an idea for how to structure one's actions in a way to capitalize on that reward when in that particular state. Asking a playtester, "What were your heuristics?" may elicit a blank stare. But if you instead ask players to explain in their own words the process they used for taking inputs, namely the game's information state, and converting them into outputs, namely the actions they ended up selecting, you'll get the information you seek. If not, this may point to confusion, which we'll talk about in a later chapter. While a player who is confused will often be unable to derive a working set of heuristics, it doesn't necessarily follow that a player who does not believe himself to be confused is, in fact, working off of a set of heuristic principles, and that's why it's worth asking. Asking about heuristics is useful for understanding whether players are thinking about the game in the same way that we do. I find that in many of my games, playtesters frequently outscore me, and usually this is because their working heuristics are more effective than mine. Correspondingly, it means that the considerations I was building the game around, namely my beliefs about the incentive structures of the game, are not necessarily robust, and the game can be played more effectively in a different way.